Numbers chapter 17. This is where God confirms his choice of Aaron. And don't forget what we read just now in chapter 16, that there's been a rebellion and people want to take power off Moses and Aaron. Korah, Dathan and Abiram have rebelled, and now I think God is confirming that he has really chosen Aaron. So speak to the children of Israel, and take of them rods, one for each father's house, of all their princes according to their father's families, 12 rods. Write every man's name on his rod. You shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi. There shall be one rod for each head of the father's families. Lay them up in the tent of meeting before the testimony where I meet with you. It shall happen that the rod of the man whom I shall choose will bud, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against you. So they did this. Each prince gave their rod, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. Moses laid up the rods before Yahweh in the tent of the testimony. The next day Moses went into the tent, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and put forth buds, and produced blossoms, and bore ripe almonds. Moses brought out all the rods from before Yahweh to all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. Yahweh said to Moses, "Put back the rod of Aaron before the testimony," I take that to mean the ark, "to be kept for a token against the children of rebellion, that you may make an end of their murmurings against me, that they not die." Well, the people were murmuring actually against Moses and Aaron, but God says they're murmuring against me. And you see there a principle that the attitude that people have to God's people is their attitude to him. This is why Jesus says that when he comes again, he'll say to some people, "When I was hungry, you fed me." And they'll say, "No, we never did that, Jesus." And he'll say, "Yes, you did. Because inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." And the same the other way around. "When I was hungry, you didn't feed me." And people will say, "But when didn't we feed you, Jesus?" And he'll say, "Because you didn't do it to the least of these, my brothers." So that means you've got to be very sensitive to God's people and behave appropriately towards them. Because murmuring against them is murmuring against God. Being unkind to them is unkindness to God. Rejecting them is rejecting God. And the other way around, accepting them, loving them, etc., is accepting God. Moses did as Yahweh commanded him. The children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, "Behold, we perish, we're undone, we're all undone. Everyone who comes near to the tabernacle of Yahweh dies. Will we all perish?" Well, I think the idea was that they were still continuing in the spirit of rebellion that should have been put out, really, when Korah, Dathan and Abiram were punished. There were still people wanting to be leaders, and God was still trying to show them that, no, Aaron is my chosen leader, and his rod has budded, and he is the one I have chosen, and it's brought forth fruit. Well, this rod, then, was to be kept in the ark, Aaron's rod that budded. And the way it's got blossoms and buds and has got ripe almonds on it, I wonder if they actually remained, and that it was a miracle, of course, and the rod that looked like it had just brought forth fresh buds and blossoms remained just like that within the ark. And I think that's the idea. Of course, the implication is of resurrection. And Aaron was the high priest, and he looked forward to the Lord Jesus, who was the true high priest. And he's also described as a rod that is going to blossom and bud and bring forth fruit. And so all this happened just overnight. God made the miracle happen that buds, blossoms, and ripe almonds suddenly appeared. I think the implication was of new life, resurrection, and a springtime. That's when things happen like this in the springtime, buds and blossoms and ripe almonds. A springtime that was going to last forever. It was all kind of looking forward to the things of the kingdom, which is how the kingdom's going to be for us.